HI Mobile about to drive my car for the first time in snow. And I've had it 5 years. It's snowing here in Seneca. Name here is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, W4-H-I.
4-H-I, this is K-R-4-A-A-E. Nice to meet you, Bruce. Steven on this side. I'm over by Greenville Spartanburg Airport, and there's something flurrying coming from the sky a little bit. Don't know what it is. It's a foreign object to me.
Hey, this is exciting. It is laying here. But it's just a very small, you can almost call it sleet, but it's not. It's definitely extremely small. Oops, go the right way. It's extremely small snowflake.
That is just little snow flurries up here. I'll tell you what, it's wicked cold outside.
36 here with no wind. Now, I did talk to a guy this morning up in Indiana, and it was -3, and it was wind chill was bringing it to -17. I think that's pretty cold. What do you think? And that's just Indiana. I mean, come on, that's not really that far north.
Yeah, that's pretty cold. Needless to say, I have been out in the mountains out west, and it's been -28, -18, brutally cold and windy.
I travel out there for work, and then I would take off after I was done with what I was doing and wander around a little bit. I went one time, I was up in Denver, and I drove up to Estes Park to see the Rocky Mountain National Park, which to me is the prettiest park in the whole one. Anyway, just unbelievable how beautiful that is. And I went hiking one day. It was in March, too. And I was hiking one day, and it started snowing. And I knew where I was hiking the old trail, the old road trail. So I couldn't get lost, but I thought, you know, maybe I could, you know, because you kind of don't see the road anymore. But it was about 5 or 6 inches of snow by the time I got back to my vehicle. And it was a rental vehicle, so I didn't really have any problem getting back to the hotel.
That, being up in the mountains when there's snow on the ground and it's more snow on it, can't see foot tracks, you don't know where the trail is. It can get a little hairy sometimes, but with a good compass and a good map, you can find yourself out of anywhere. Or handheld GPS, whatever your flavor is.
Interesting about the people there. When I was going up the trail, I brought my 2-meter radio, handheld, and it was safe. You know, there was somebody there. They always monitor 5-2 there on that down. People get lost, and that's one way they find them.
I have to remember that the next time I go out into the wilderness.
You know, if you got elevation, you got distance, that's for sure. I regularly go up to play ham radio up into the mountains here. I'm retired, so I regularly go up, and I just drive up about 30 minutes north. I'm in Lisbon, Seneca, about 30 minutes north, and I get up on Route 107, which is on its way to Whitewater Falls, and it's about 3,500 feet right there. And there's nice, you know, pullouts, you know, that you got these gorgeous views. What a way to ham radio.
It's definitely nice up in that area. I do love the mountains. Deep down inside, I love mountains. If I could live on a mountain, I would live on one.
I'll drop something off, and hopefully some homeless person needs it. Some blankets and that, stuff like that, that we're not using. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call.
There, Bruce. 73 to you. This is KR4AAE. I'll be mobile and monitoring.